I came home after practice before the New England game on Friday, and I had an envelope sitting on my porch.
After school, I just went over and put him in his door, and we just waited to see if we'd get a call.
I opened it, you know, and I was reading. It was a initial letter was from the teachers about these are their students in their class, and you know, they wrote me these letters, and they had some beautiful drawings on the back, and I read all 41 letters, and that kind of got me to come up here.
Dear CJ, we are your biggest fans. Do you want to come to kindergarten? We would have so much fun.
You are the best running back. You can play football with me at recess. Please come. That's all.
I remember when I was in third grade, we used to write stories. This is make up a story. So I'm just going to try to make up a story off the top of my head.
Our watches ring.
We need your help. Cooper, are you there? I just made it up on the spot. That's the type of kid I was in school. I'll be super animated when it comes to reading. You know, whenever I read books, and if it was he said, I would sound like a guy. She said, I would sound like a girl. And the tumbling terror is taking over the city. I'm going to call my friend Cooper to make you stop.
Dear CJ, go Broncos. Nice touchdown. I hope you win the Super Bowl. Dear CJ, nice touchdown. I want to meet you. Go Broncos. My teacher loves you. We want to make a cheer for you.
It was such a satisfying project because he called today and the kids were so excited. So now they can see that they do have the power to write and change what their world will look like today.
Now Van comes rumbling in. Yeah, they were amazing. A bunch of five-year-olds, and, you know, they all have a bright future. And, it was fun to see them animated and, you know, got a couple of them in my, you know, my funny story.
Go use your super strength to get her to read and write.
He walks up to her.
Dear CJ, go Broncos. Will you like to come visit us? You make my heart warm.
How come he makes your heart warm?
Because he's my second favorite player.
Who's your first?
Peyton Manning.
They did a fabulous job. They worked on you know, hooking him in so he'd be interested in the letter, and they all gave a great reason for why he might want to come visit, and drew pictures of him with them. So I think they did a fabulous job.
When I was young, and if we ever had an opportunity to meet any athlete or any entertainer, or anybody that was doing something positive in the community, come talk to us. We were excited about that, and you know, they got a chance. You know, I got a chance to give my blessings to them, and hopefully that they remember that for the rest of their life.
She becomes a good guy.
Really impressed by CJ Anderson there. He had those kindergartners really captivated, and he just made up that story on the spot, which is pretty incredible. CJ clearly showing off his creative side, but Mace, he'll have to show off his tough side against this Panthers defense.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. He's that creative. Like he often says, hey, I went to Cal. I'm proud of my brain. I love my brain. So, of course, he's going to be creative. But, yeah, he and Ronnie Hillman have a very tough challenge in front of him. Carolina's number four in the league in rush defense. And, you know, obviously you know about Luke Kuechly and what he can do. He's all over the place. He's as good against the run as against the pass. But a very strong front four that the Panthers have, very stout. You know, when they win a lot of their one-on-one battles, they do a good job freeing up the linebackers to make plays. And also the safeties get involved. We know about Kurt Coleman is 7 interceptions on the back end, but he can make plays against the run as well. It's very tough, and one of the reasons why they are 17-1 at this point is their run defense has been so effective that it has made opponents one-dimensional, and they've had to pass against Coleman, who's so good in the secondary, and with Josh Norman back there. So they cause a lot of problems.
The one thing I will say about the Panthers front seven is the fact that they are so stout, as May said, but they haven't seen a quarterback yet like Peyton Manning. I haven't seen any tape where guys have come to the line, audible, switched off plays to the extent that Peyton likes to do. So I think that gives them an advantage because, like May said, they run sideline to sideline almost as good as any defense in the league, if not as well as any defense in the league. So I think that they're going to be a tough challenge for Peyton, but I think, you know, if you're going to have a quarterback, he's the one to challenge that type of defense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously the Panthers Panthers create so many turnovers, like May said. The Broncos defense gets a lot of the spotlight in this matchup, but the Panthers come in with the number 6 overall defense, and they'll be looking to share a little bit of that spotlight this week.
Defensively, boy, they're really good on defense. Keekly runs a show, and he's just an amazing player. But what I see is a big, physical, fast football team, you know, and they can line up and pound you on both sides of the ball at the line of scrimmage, so a big challenge for us.
Just a fast, physical football team that's created a lot of negative plays for offenses. They've created a lot of turnovers, given their offense a lot of short fields, which as you watch the game unfold, you see the scoreboard, and it's just, I mean, it's 7-0, it's 14-0, and it's like the guy singing the national anthem is still on the field. You know, the game hadn't even started yet.
They do a great job with turnovers. They do a great job of getting guys off the field. They can pressure the quarterback. They're top 10 in almost everything they do, so you really can't say that there's a thing that they do great and poorly. They do everything very well, so it's going to be a challenge. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They play with a lot of speed.
Just from seeing their games this year, they're obviously really physical. They fly around. You can tell they're well coached, and there's, you know, a lot of talent out there. So, and they've been playing really, really well all season long.
I got an autographed Luke Kuechly helmet right now at my house, you know, hanging up on my mantle right by all my game ball. So, you know, I'm a fan of football. I'm a fan of elite players. And, you know, Carolina, they have them, you know, from Cam to Thomas Davis to Luke Kuechly to, you know, Short and all the guys on the inside of the tackle. They're loaded, and that's part of the reason why they're here in the Super Bowl.
They're an extremely talented defensive football team. They looks like they scheme pretty well, and they play very hard.
And the Panthers really can jump all over you, and like Manning was saying right there, before you know it, the guy singing the national anthem is still out there, and it's like 17-0. We've seen that with the Panthers the first two playoff games this year.
Yeah, I think so. Mace, you would probably know this better than me, having been around the Panthers organization, but it just seems like they get ready to go right off the bat every single game.
Yeah, I mean, and part of it is the offense and defense, they're so symbiotic with each other. They're the highest scoring team in the league. They have the best net point differential in the league, and a big part of that is because the defense gets the takeaways, and you know, we've seen that Luke Kuechly has had the touchdowns in the postseason. But even if they don't have a pick six or a scoop and score, the offense is able to capitalize, and that's why I'm sure we'll touch on this over the next few days. A big, big key to this game is that the Broncos cannot give away the football. They can't give the Panthers those short fields and those opportunities for the defense to score. They've got to play mistake-free football. They've done that since Peyton Manning came back in the lineup, only one giveaway since he came in against San Diego. But they really have to stay on point, because there is no team in football in recent memory that has been better at forcing mistakes and then pouncing on them than these Carolina Panthers.
May said it, you've got to be focused when facing this Panthers defense and offense. Something that the Broncos have been stressing since that AFC Championship game, they weren't celebrating a ton in the locker room. They were dialed in from the moment they won that game, and even until now, even to when they arrived here at the hotel, everybody has been on point and all about the focus, the focus, the focus.
This team has, we talked about it the past few weeks, has focused on the staying in the moment, staying in the now, one week at a time. There's lots of different cliches that you could throw out there, but that's been great for this team, and that's certainly a great approach these next couple of weeks. But it certainly helped me this year as well, on focusing on kind of this week and not assuming that this is going to happen or that's going to happen. Let's focus on this week and the current circumstances, and let's just stay there.
The guys are really on point, and they're ready to getting ready for this game.
We got a business trip. You know, everyone knows that, so let's just stay focused and, you know, stick to our business.
The focus is get the job done. You know, we came here with a task in hand. We started the season, and our goal is at the beginning of the season to finish the season world champs, and that's what our goal is.
Focusing on this preparation. They do a lot of different things offensively, so compared to the teams that we've played so far this season. So to be able to get, we're just focusing on making sure we have going to this game with no mental errors.
I'm living in the moment right now, and I'm preparing for, you know, the biggest game of my career, and now looking at it that way.
Man, we've been pretty focused, man, all season, if you ask me, man. We we prepare. When we in meetings, we in meetings. When it's time to chill, we chill. And man, when it's time to work, we definitely put in our work, and I feel like we're doing that this week.
Coach Kubiak does a good job of kind of keep us in line, and he's been here before, so he knows the do's and don'ts and how to stay focused.
You saw it there all the way down the line, even to the Super Bowl first-timers, guys like Max Garcia, Matt Paradis, Michael Schofield. They've said all week long it's not good enough to just make the game. They want to win it, and they're only going to be satisfied with a win.
Yeah, they definitely had their focus. But, hey, it's okay to let loose a little bit once in a while. They'll certainly be doing that tonight. NFL opening night tonight. The NFL this year doing media night at night, so we'll be there all night long. We'll have six cameras live streaming all the podiums. Matt will be there, I'll be there, Mace will be there. Mace, have you decided what you're wearing tonight?
Well, I've gone through some ideas. There's the Mozart getup, like we had one guy wearing back at Super Bowl 48. I've even discussed either the Lloyd Christmas or Harry yes. Dunn orange and blue tuxedos. What you need is two people for that. You need one to wear the Lloyd and one to wear the Harry.
Do you want me to wear the electric blue, Mace? You can go orange?
You know, I should probably wear the blue since I covered the Panthers at one point, so okay. I guess I'll default to that.
All right.
Where's Waldo for you, maybe?
Yeah, I can go Where's Waldo, maybe like electric morph suit type of thing. Maybe that'll work okay. for me. I don't know. Okay. Anything to disguise this right here. Anything
exactly.
to disguise that.
A distraction.
Right, exactly.
Okay, great. Well, it should certainly be a lot of fun tonight. We'll have six cameras. Plus, Sam Boyk, who you met earlier, she'll be there with the Sam Cam. So it should certainly be a lot of fun tonight, NFL opening night. Be sure to go to DenverBroncos.com for that. And for Sam Boyk, Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Maligny. And that's going to do it for today. Be sure to be here all week long as we bring you Broncos TV live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sports.